Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Victorious anointing that brings down systems, you know, brings down territorial powers and forces. You see, because right now the gods are back. They are back. Those ancient gods, they are back. And you may not know, because you only see after the seeing of the eyes. You only look at things the way they appear. It's a very strong operation. And as spiritual people, we need to know what is going on, so that you are not deceived. That the whole idea of intimacy is that they might see into you. That's the whole idea. To gain access into your soul. And whoever controls your soul controls your destiny, regardless of your prophecy. What did I say? Whosoever controls your soul controls your destiny, regardless of your prophecy. So you must learn how to fight. If you have a history in your family that is not a very pleasant one, maybe there's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of rejection. Family-wise, parents loving their children, or maybe children not being able to return the love of their parents. Or maybe you grow up in a family where there's a lot of rebellion. What I want you to know is that there are people who grew up in worse families and they didn't rebel against their family. So something is wrong. The scripture says that in the last days, many shall heap up teachers. Alright? Teachers for themselves. Who will tell them what they need to hear, what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. And she may jolly well be. I'm not saying she cannot be. She may be. Because there are many things about your life that are hidden from you, that are known only to your parents. Do you know the pastor that prayed over you the day you were born? But your mom knows the person. Do you know the conversations that were had the day before your naming ceremony? Or even at the day when your mom was at the labor room? Do you know the conversations that were? No, you didn't know. And those conversations might be significant to your future, but you don't know. And because you were born and you grew up, everybody forgot about it. But those are the things we need to investigate, so that you can understand the need for your hands to be skillful in warfare. Because your parents could have just done the needful by bringing you to the world. But there's a battle to be fought. Are you with me? David was not born into a family of fighters. He was born into a family of shepherds. But the Lord told him, young man, your destiny is bright, but you will not last if you don't know how to fight. The devil will not give up any territory without a fight. He will not. All that talk, oh, you are a child of God, is in your pocket. Satan doesn't know that. All Satan knows is that this territory, this life, this destiny, we will not let it go. So you have to be ruthless with sharp understanding of spiritual warfare. And you see, if there's any time that we need to master this issue of spiritual warfare, it is now. Because the ancient gods are back. Yeah. You see all these things we are doing online now. Yeah? Where people believe that they can just go online. I mean, those young children on TikTok that do videos overnight. I don't know what they call their live videos, but But they are like these live streams. All right? They do it and they are half dressed and they are talking to the camera, to people who are also not doing anything. Who are bored. And they are typing things. And they are playing with their hair. And doing all kind of things. Their mom or their father may be in the next room, sleeping. And if I worked for Ikeja Electricity, I would turn off the light in all those areas so that they can go to bed. There are some people, you see all their pictures, they are always at one nice hotel locations. What are you doing there? Huh? Are you not a child of God? What are you doing there? Now, these things may sound very basic. But you see the implication of this thing. 10 years from now, the church will have a lot of work to do. That by that time, Femi will be ordained by force as a pastor because we will need hands. By force. It's not, I will not even ask for his consent. To be on a regular Sunday like this, just call him, pour a whole bottle of oil on his head. Say, from today, you are reverend. Sustains. When he sustains it to a level, you will not be able to see what Satan is doing. Everything around you is just this enjoyment, this thing you are seeing. And I said to you a few weeks ago, if everything around you is working out well, then it is time to pray. It teaches my hands to war. Your parents have tried for you. They brought you into the world. They could have aborted you. So it's time for you to wake up and learn how to be proficient, be spiritually powerful. There are four major elements you must consider if you want to rise powerfully in the spirit realm. I said how many? Four elements, four factors. If you choose to pick the point you like and ignore the one you don't like, this is not a message for the church. So you say the pastor is not exempted. Number one is the law of consecration. Come on, say consecration. The law of what? Consecration. Do you know one of the major reasons why those fallen spirits, those demons, could not touch Jesus? It was because he was holy. Hello? It was what? We look at it as a hard thing. Consecration is one of the most, it's important to be given to so many things. But you see, consecration is like a thermometer. It will regulate certain things. Others can, but you can't. It's like an internal device in your system that prevents you, even though you want to, but you cannot. And it is a spirit. The scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 1 that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. Come on, give me Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Romans chapter 1, verse 4, if we can very quickly. Give me verse 3 and 4. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. So according to the flesh, what lineage was he from? The lineage of the house of David. Verse 4. But he was declared. You see, it's one thing for you to know your lineage, earthly, your earthly natural lineage, but your spiritual lineage is more important. Because it's possible for your family lineage to be cursed. Like Rahab. Was it Rahab? Who was that prostitute that helped Joshua? Rahab. Physically speaking, naturally speaking, her lineage was already cursed. They were not permitted to come into God's presence. But spiritually, she took certain steps and she found help and even became one of the four progenitors of Jesus Christ. Give me that scripture. And he was declared to be the Son of God with what? Hello? He was declared to be the Son of God with what?
Power.
With talk. With what?
Power.
Come on, say power.
Power.
He was declared to be the Son of God with power, which means one of the elements you find when you attain sonship is what? Power. Are you with me? I say when you begin to attain sonship, one of the things you will notice is what? The increasing level of authority in your life to deal with certain things. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. According to what? The Spirit of holiness and by the resurrection from the dead. Look at all the elements that went into this spiritual lineage. So, the issue of consecration is a personal matter. Nobody will follow you anywhere to check if you are living a holy life. Consecration means separation. It means what? Separation. And please don't think that, oh, because I'm a lady and I'm married, that you are consecrated. A lot of women just manage to get themselves to the line. The what do you call that line? When you on the track race, the finish line. They just manage to get there and they were lucky. So when we talk about this, I say he's talking to those who are not married. No, I'm talking to you. Because you don't know your heart. Your heart is very wicked. Your heart is very wicked. Say, thank God, I've married finally. Ah, Adams, good to see you. I've married finally, I'm free. If I need anything, I just go to my husband. Your husband may not be available. One of the things you will notice when you get married is that you'll be getting tired a lot. As a man, you'll be getting tired a lot. Because you have so many worries. You see food, but you can't eat. You just realize you can't eat. It's not, right now you need sleep. It's like some of you are not married, but you understand.
Yes.
So that thing you are thinking that will solve your problem, will not solve your problem. Because now, you see, if Satan wants to destroy any family, he will plant sin. If Satan wants to reduce any destiny, and I'm not talking about mistakes. If after this message you choose to continue in sin, it's your problem. We must teach our children what sin is, what holiness is, and why it is not really an option. To assume that they know, or they will know, or to be teaching them morality and calling it holiness. Hello? Morality is on one side. Holiness is on another side. They will work together, but they are not the same. It's called the spirit of holiness. It's a spirit that loves clean environment. It cannot stay in a place that is dirty. Just the same way you come into your house sometimes and you start shouting because your children have scattered everywhere. It's the same way that spirit. Oh my God. So the question now is, the Holy Spirit you have, is it the genuine one? I want you to be answering your mind. Because the Holy Spirit that you have, that has never challenged you. Never. In the last 5 years, never challenged you. And has not been able to restrain you from anything. Have you ever felt tempted to sin? And you know you wanted to sin. You just wanted to do it. Not because the grace to avoid it was not there. But right now, you just want to sin. And then you found that you are shaking. You are shaking. Hey, please, who knows? Okay, God bless you. Who knows what I'm talking about? Like you are here now in this room. Or you'll now be crying. Because you know in your heart, you've already fallen. In your heart, you are falling. The only grace now is that somebody has not opened that door. You are just... There's a spiritual battle going on there. You must understand the place of prophetic worship. When you find yourself at certain junctions, learn how to sing like a psalmist. Not like a noisemaker. A lot of Nigerian musicians are Christian musicians, they are noisemakers. They just beat a lot of drums and make noise for 5 minutes. But there's no engagement. And I spoke to you about engagement last week. Oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my God. I exalt you. The engagement. I exalt you.
I exalt
you. Say, O God. We have to learn how to sing not just from our mouth but from our heart, where our spirit cries out, Abba Father. There's some engagement going on there. You don't need a keyboard for it. It's just one genuine heart crying out for his Father. We must not lose this heart. We must not misplace it and be following noise. This is what got David into God's presence. This is what made him relevant. People, they were singers, they were Levites, they were people doing stuff in the temple, but there was something about David. He knew how to worship God in the forest. He knew how to do it. Nobody was there and say, okay, it's time for the choir administration. Just David. Just David behind his computer. Just David trying to clean his kitchen and he's just worshiping God. Just there. It just feels like you're in another place completely. Just you and God. Nobody to say, it's time, thank you choir, let's listen to the word. Just you and your maker. Just you. No time, no, you can continue for as long as you want. It doesn't always need to be with many words. Just your heart. Open to him. Say, O God. Say, O God. I exalt you, God. I exalt you. I exalt you, say, O God. Hallelujah.
I exalt.
One of the ways that we can separate ourselves on the same principle of consecration is when we begin to worship Him till we get to a plane in the spirit that will become divorced from the cares of this world. You see, when we begin to worship Him, there is this element of time that must play. There's this element of time. There's this element of time. You see, the guys who... when Paul went to preach and he was attacked, Apostle Paul, he was attacked and it's because he was preaching against their God, their goddess. And the blacksmith gathered some people and said, the way this man is preaching, he will put us out of business. And then they gathered and for 3 hours or so, they started shouting, great is Diana of Ephesus. They were only repeating one word, though. Great is Diana. Can you imagine somebody singing a song and the song is just one line? Great is Diana of Ephesus. The moment people were gathering, they didn't even ask again. Why? What's the problem? What they saw that they were dragging one man in their midst. They were dragging Paul. This man must have said something against Diana. Diana was like the principality in that city. They kept dragging him. Who is it? This Paul. Dragging. And they just kept chanting, great is Diana. Great is Diana of Ephesus. Great is. Because already Paul's teaching was already hitting the foundation of that city. The spiritual foundation. Every city, every family has not just a natural foundation, but a spiritual foundation. But they use just one line. Great is Diana. When you stand before God and you are singing, oh Lord, my God, you are not wasting time. You are hitting the foundations. You've got to do it till something cracks and opens up. Don't be in a hurry. It's part of the principles of consecration. You separate yourself long enough till when something touches the foundation.
Say, oh God. Elelebokotoriane masaliane lelebotoli. I exalt you. Kala la barapa salada bolokosa. Say, O God. Balagabara setele de bosota.
Listen. Consecration is not really optional. Technology will not take the place of consecration. Wokeness. This is one of the major keys to riding high in the spiritual realm. When you become separated till a spirit can acknowledge you as his own. That's what consecration is. You separate yourself for God till when he can say, I have found David my servant. And with my holy oil, have I what? Have I anointed him? David stayed long enough to be anointed. He didn't just breeze in. Why is it that we cannot wake up at 12 to pray at night? Because we are still ruled by the flesh. Do you know how many people stay up at night at 12 on Instagram? And then they get to work and complain that they are tired. We just need to shift our priorities. But it takes revelation to do that. It takes spiritual revelation. Your eyes must be seeing something that I'm missing something when I live recklessly. Our Lord Jesus taught and he said it was when men slept at night that the enemies came and sowed tears. If you are not a man of the night, there are certain things you will never know. Forget your revelation. Why is it that this generation has so many big revelations, but very little to show for it? We know all the Greek, we know all the Hebrew, we know so many things, but that realm of authority and dominion is kept from us because talk is cheap. Consecration, a separated life unto God. When you begin to take this journey of consecration with God, it's not really about what people accept or what everybody is doing. It's not whether the level you have attained, whether it even permits that thing. Because Because the thing may not even be a sin in a sense. The thing you are about to do may not be a sin. It may be a weight. But you now look at how far you have traveled. You now look back. And then you look at where you are. It's too much load. Too much load. Too much load. Too much load. People around you will say, "But Pastor, it doesn't matter." The moment I hear it doesn't matter, it's a confirmation that it matters. It's a confirmation. Then I begin to move away. Because I can understand that we are not operating from the same level. The anointing, it took me 7 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, staying in God's presence and chanting before Him and worshiping Him. You now tell me it doesn't matter. No. I can't listen to every song. I know they put Jesus there, but I can't listen to it. Come on, say consecration. This is the first law of ranking. You want to rise in spiritual stature. You want to be strong spiritually. You want to be such that you cannot be overcome by evil forces. It's holiness. It will come at a price. It will come at a price. Because many times you will shed tears. That the issue of holiness will not only be about sin. God will extend it to the kind of person you can collect favors from. Yeah. And for you, like, does it matter? This person just wants to help. I say no. Oh Lord, I'm ashamed. Come by you. Like, you can't even explain it to another person. They will look at you like, "What's your problem? Do you even need to pray about this? Everything is not prayer, brother Matthias." Eh? The funny thing is that the law will be restricting you and it will not give you any reason. Because the unveiling will come after your obedience. The unveiling, if at all God considers it necessary. After you have obeyed, you say, "Hey, that thing of that last year, God is trying to talk about something that we left 3 years ago." He said, "Hey, this is why I told you not to do it." You are very early. God, you are very early. 3 years ago. You are very early, sir. You are very early. You are the most high God. But in your mind, like, but you don't need to do this. You might as well just tell me. I say, you can't handle it. Don't worry, not all of this message may be for you because some of you are already getting scared. But really, if you want your sound, the sound of your voice, to be able to travel to where the souls of men are kept in the spirit realm and to bring them back, where the sound of your voice can travel and bring the voice of dead souls, people who have died, and you say, "Lazarus, I say unto you, arise." If you want your voice to be able to travel there, you see, this tongue must be delivered from guile and speaking evil. It must be consecrated first for the Lord, for the worship of God, not just for gisting. Consecration will go beyond sin. It will go into who you can receive help from. It will go into the areas of what can I do with my tongue. Come on, say, "Sanctify my tongue, O God. Make it pure. Sanctify my tongue, O God. Make it pure. Let your spirit breathe upon me, making me holy. Let the spirit of holiness rest upon me. Let it wash me inside and outside. Let my heart become tender again in the name of Jesus. Tender towards the Lord. Tender towards your will. Tender towards your ways. In the name of Jesus." The law of consecration is the first law towards ascension in the realm of the spirit. And we all need it. Oh God, my God. I exalt you. Say, "Oh God,
I exalt you. Now, while that song is on, I want all of us to begin to pray for the spirit of holiness to come upon us individually. Rise on your feet. I want you to pray and ask for the spirit of holiness to come upon you. Let there be a baptism of the spirit of holiness. Come on, pray right now. Say, oh God, if you want to come to the altar, come. If you want to intercede with me, come, come, come. Let's pray together. Come, come, come. Let's bend our knees and pray. We ask for the spirit of holiness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to end this session by giving you two scriptures as impressed in my heart. In Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 7. This is the word of the Lord to somebody. Zechariah chapter 3. And from verse 7, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then you shall also be a judge in my house. And you shall also keep my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these that stand by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a word of promise. In Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Then he answered and said unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Say, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you for extending to us once again of your nature. Thank you for calling us again back to the place of consecration and holiness and forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for restoring us. Thank you for breaking the chains of guilt. Thank you for helping us. Thank you. You will forever be our God. We will forever love you. Has given us the spirit of his joy, and there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we rejoice this morning. We rejoice this morning. We rejoice this morning for the mercy of our God and the greatness of our King. Come on, shout a big hallelujah! If you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, shout a big hallelujah! 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 We serve a good God. We serve a loving God. Every time he speaks to us like this, it's because he's set to do something new in our lives. So his praise must never be far from your lips, because he is a good God.